Eric Prince last year said this is the biggest change in military strategy since stirrups were put on horses 800 years ago. And it allowed Genghis Khan to run roughshod. And what his point was is that missiles and drones have made obsolete trillions of installed equipment of the hegemon. That's the reason we didn't run the Navy into the Strait of Hormuz. That's the reason why once the missiles started flying, some of our carriers went away from the action, deeper into the Indian Ocean, I'm told. Because missiles and drones, the Mahan Doctrine has been enforced by Navy. I made a tweet about this the other day, and you know, a number of people rightfully called me out that I wasn't specific enough. I said that it was for 250 years, really 200 plus, with when you add in Britain, of Mahan Doctrine has been turned on its head. And naval, you know, it had been, you use your Navy to control naval checkpoints and you control the world. And missiles and drones, which we just saw, mean that naval checkpoints turn into kill zones for navies. And so you've had 400 years of world geopolitics defined by blue water Navy powers, America, and then, and arguably, you know, the Spain, England, you know, Portugal, Spain, England, America, or maybe Spain, Portugal, I forget what the order of those two was, a long time ago. But you're 300-400 years that the people who had the deep blue water Navy controlled the world. And I think bigger picture, this tells us that world's over. And if that world's over, enormous implications.